Good morning, everyone. This morning, I think I am so blessed because I could have this opportunity to preach the Word of God. And then at the same time, as you know, I felt called some days ago, but I am not advertising my call. This morning, I would like to share about the life of Jacob, but I'm not going to talk about the whole lives that he has, but I just have a few points. I only have 3 points. So first of all, let me read the scripture. John has read already, but I would like to read another scripture. Genesis 27. verse 11. Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a man with smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing." His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." And then let us read again the other passage. It's from chapter 28, verse 16. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in this place. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father God, thank you for this morning worship, and thank you for giving us all share that we have as a community here. And thank you for your loves. Thank you everything that you bring together here for glorifying your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we all know, my father died, I think, 8 months ago. And before that, my father wanted me to see with my Master of Divinity degree. He wanted to have his son, a degree holder. But he could not just wait for my finish. So when I think of my father, it was so hard to think of my father. How much he wanted to see me with my degree, and how much he desired to gratitude with me when I finish. So if I think in that way, it is so difficult to handle the situation. But when we have a funeral service, one lady comes and approaches me saying, Pastor, I am telling you, God gonna be great to you. And God gonna be your heavenly father. I am sure because I have had an encounter already. So I am telling you, don't be afraid. I know how difficult it is not having a father in a household. And then from that time, since then, I sense that the very presence of our Lord Jesus Christ with me. Amen. So brother and sister, actually, in fact, I am so weak. I was so weak. The more I think, the more weaker. The more I step on it, the more I become weaker and weaker. But in my weakness, Jesus Christ is glorified. In my weakness, I realize that God, I realize not theoretically, but sensitively, I realize that God is my strength. Hallelujah. So today, brother and sister, I would like to share about weaknesses that we share here in our campus. You have your weaknesses, you have your struggles, you have your own storms, as described in the New Testament, that Jesus Christ calmed the storms. And I have this morning the topic for you. The topic is, God is the source of our strength in weakness. So this morning, how is your God in your weakness? My question, simple question is, how is your God with you right now? As a father in your weaknesses. As a mother in your weaknesses. So this morning, I have 3 points to share you. My first point is, I just picked out 3 points. That my first point is, Rebecca worked for Jacob to be blessed by his father. And then the second point is, Jacob dreams while he was sleeping at Bethel. And the third point is, Jacob wrestled with God. So let us go deeper. The first point, as we have seen, and as we have read, as we have heard through the scripture reading, Jacob wrestled with God. But I just want to start with my first point here. Jacob gets the blessing, his father's blessings. But Jacob has no qualification to be blessed because he is not the older son. And his father never talked to Jacob in terms of what? In terms of blessing. He never talked to his son, younger son Jacob. And Jacob was not there while they are talking about blessing. I would like to go deeper concerning how Jacob is unaware of what was going on in their family. Jacob did not aware of his father's words. No discussion, no talks, no discourse with his father concerning the blessing. So we can say that he is weak in terms of qualification. He is weaker in terms of discourse, no discourse at all with his father. So no way for him to be blessed this morning, brothers and sisters. I would like to encourage you. You don't have any qualification to get great, to be embodied by grace. You are nothing. I am nothing. But I am telling you this morning, we have, as Jacob has his mother who prepare everything under even compulsion to get his son blessed by his father. This morning, we have the Holy Spirit who pray for us and who do great things for us for the sake of us to be blessed and to be strong in our weaknesses. Praise the Lord. The way how the Holy Spirit is praying is, guess what? What ways? In what ways the Holy Spirit pray for us? I don't know. It's specific way how the Holy Spirit does, but I know one thing. The Holy Spirit pray for us with groaning. You know, when it comes to our life, the way how the Holy Spirit pray for us, it's like, you know, it's like broken. It's like broken heart. It's like just a talk to God privately. So the Holy Spirit pray for us. Pray. And then number one, pray. Number two, pray. Number three, pray again with groaning spirit. So you don't have to have any problems with your weaknesses. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is there, back there behind us, praying with groaning. I know you have your own struggles here in the campus. Same thing to me. I know you have your own problems, financial problems and academic problems. When it comes to academic problems, then I will be the worst. I cannot lie to Dr. Floyd and Dr. Darren Len. When it comes to academic, you know, you understand me better. So there is something that we should realize, that Jacob is not worthy to be blessed. Jacob has nothing to do with that bless. But Jacob, on the other hand, was helped and prepared everything by his mom, his mother. So think of your mom in your homes. You know, when you are in a childhood, you just went out and play. You know, that's what you know. You don't think of your future, how to manage your future, and how to have your own family. You never think of it, but you just live out your life. You are happy. Am I right, Dr. Nutt? So this morning, as the mother care of us, you know, sometimes I am so regret that I let my mother tears falling down once, because I just went to military with my will. But I don't care about how my mom forbid me. I don't care about how my mom did not want me to go to the military. But I was there in the military, and then my mom was, you know, crying. And now I think back my mom, the way how he cares her child, the way how he cares me. So likewise, Rebecca prepare anything, even dare that cars fall on her. No problem. Whatever will happen to her, no problem. By his older brother Esau or by her husband. No problem. Whatever will come. But she just like to prepare for Jacob. In the same manner, the Holy Spirit just want to help us and just make us strong in our faith. And the Holy Spirit pray and witness everything that we encounter today. Hallelujah. Say amen. If we say amen, then Satan will flee away from us. Hallelujah. The second point. You know, I will tell you one thing. I led prayer group here on Wednesday night once. The first time, I just let the congregation sing Hallelujah chorus, a very short chorus. And that time, when we start singing already, but Dr. Cunningham, I heard from somebody, Dr. Floyd, search which number in our hymn books. Actually, that is my fault, you know, picking out that chorus, very short chorus, not from the hymns. But this is one kind of, spiritual formation by singing and by glorifying God with this song. So this morning, my second point is Jacob had a dreams at Bethel. It is not while he was in luxury life. It is not by the time when he was in his family warmly. It is not by the time when he was with his own relatives. And it is not when he was with his good friends to help him. But it is the very time when he was alone. It is the very time when he was alone. You get to know this point this morning. We get to know this very point because no matter you are professor, no matter you are the principal of APNTS, the president of APNTS, Dr. Im, no matter whether I am just a student, guess what? We have our own weaknesses is also, on the other hand, our strength. So this morning, he was alone at Bethel. No relationship with others, no circumstances. I mean the people to help him. Nowadays, we holy people have godly people behind us who can pray for us. Am I right? You have your own mentor. I have my own mentor. And then we can share each other, right? Congregation, this morning, Jacob was totally alone. Not in the house, not in the village, not in the community, but in the jungle, in the forest, with the wild animal. Do you think, just think about how he would experience it. But however, God is with him, and God would like to prove he is with him. God would like to prove he is Emmanuel, God. Even Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and nights. He fast. Jesus Christ himself didn't choose to go. Jacob did not choose to go in the forest and be there alone. Never. But because of the condition or whatever, Jacob was there. Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to experience, to encounter how is loneliness, how is helplessness, how is that kind of life. So brothers and sisters, this morning, as we are seminarian, we are living here on our campus, but you have your own separated life. We don't know how far you go. You don't know where are you now. We don't know how is your spirituality. But one thing, this morning I am telling you, one thing I know, I am pretty sure that in your hardship, in your weakness, the most, you are weak, the grace will be glorified through your weaknesses. Amen. This morning, so Jacob has a dream. At the dreams, the ladder just come down from the heaven and the angels going down and going up. Imagine here, I would like to point that out because here I have something to tell you this morning. Our holiness is contagious. Amen. Jacob dreams the dreams, and that in his hardship and difficulties, heaven and earth connect each other. In our hardship, in our difficulties, in our weaknesses, God is glorified. And then our holiness is contagious to our circumstances, people. Hallelujah. People know and see your witness. People know and see. People can sense God through your weaknesses because God is there glorified. Amen. So this morning, how different we are from the world, the heathen people. The hidden people, if they have difficulties and weaknesses, they just go astray from their ways. But we holy people, we have God. We ran into the presence of God. Hallelujah. So weaknesses is not the destination. Weaknesses you encounter this morning is not your destiny. Let us go deeper. My third point. Somebody said here, Jacob wrestled with God and he is weaker than God, but he win God. Amen? He wrestled with God the whole night. Imagine, the whole night. And then actually, if you look at The context of this, I don't know how the context is going, but Dr. Medin would know. So I better ask him. Let me say, the Bible said, simply said that Jacob is like a cat. Jacob is like a cat. Jacob is a grabs. Jacob is like a cat. A little cat grabs his mom. Never allow himself get away from her mom. Oh, mom, always. But the way how God won Jacob is not in that way. The way how God won Jacob to be is to be Israel. Meaning to say, which means to change his name and then to be the blessings to the people. Amen. But we always to date. You know, you folks, we always grace God. Oh, God, bless me. You know, I am so blessed with our spiritual formation class. And then we are so blessed that we have, I think, 5 professors teaching us in the class, even Dr. Grant. We always, why I am saying that? Because I see myself in the light of our spiritual formation class. I draw God to myself. I want God to be my part always. And I want God, but the way how God wants me to be is different now. To be a blessing. To be less in myself, but to be growed in other people's life. So this is what I get. Jacob grabs God the whole night, but God said, Jacob, no. That is not the way. No way. So I have to do something, God said. But the Bible doesn't talk, the Bible doesn't really literally say it. God said, no, this is not the way. So God touched Jacob's hip, the strongest point in Jacob's. The strength depends on our hip, actually, physically, you know. You know, you hurt your leg, and then that time people challenge you to fight, then you would not dare to fight. Why? Because you have heart. So this morning, God touched Jacob's hip. Because Jacob always grabs God. Jacob always wants God the way how Jacob himself wanted God to be. But God has another plan that Jacob, and then he touched his hip. So Jacob went down, Jacob become weak, and Jacob become nothing. Jacob cannot fight anymore. No fighting anymore. But after no fighting, God said, God asked his name. Your name, what is your name? And then Jacob. So your name will not be Jacob anymore, but your name will be Israel. But he doesn't mean fucking Umbro. Glory, glory to be God. Glory be to God. God said, your name change now. And then you become Israel. So we know Jacob's, the meaning of Jacob's and the meaning of Israel. So it's totally changed in another settings. As Peter's names change. Before Peter's name used to be Simon. But while he was Simon, Simon is useless. Simon is useless. He did not catch the people, the human, he did not catch, but he only catch the fish. But after his name's change, he become no longer Simon, but he just become Peter. And then Jesus Christ built his own church on that name. So after his name was changed, Peter saved souls. Peter's makes disciples. Peter's become more multiplied. So brothers and sisters, this morning, At the very moment when Jacob was broken his hip by God, the moment he faced weaknesses, but it is the very strength that he has to be blessings to the others, even to his older brother Esau. They met each other and no more fighting, no more quarreling. Hallelujah! So, brothers and sister, let me conclude. You and I have different problems, weaknesses, but we have Jesus Christ, Emmanuel God, with us. And then he went through every weaknesses and temptations and lows. So he understand about what we feel. He understand, he sensed that what is your feeling right now. And he sends that what is you're encountering right now. So be comforted, I say. I am telling you, be comforted because you have the living words within you. Hallelujah. Be comforted because the Holy Spirit is back there behind you. Be comforted. Be comforted. Not be on your weaknesses, but be on your strength, which is Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Spirit with you, and He will be with you forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much.